across the three campuses. The same kind of thinking is leading to greater focus on providing service through lower cost options. This is perhaps best illustrated by the approach of the IT group in solving the needs for additional facilities for computer hardware, including data storage. The original plan was to build a new data center, which would cost many millions of dollars and estimated to be about $40 million. Through repeated discussions, that evolved into the idea of pooling available resources at the three campuses and achieving those same results at a much lower cost. Although we have not included these kinds of savings in the number I'm reporting today, but cost avoidance is also a form of cost savings. To summarize, the ARR initiative has resulted in recurring annual savings of $50 million, and with the projects underway, it has reached a goal of reducing costs by over $60 million a year. I should again point out that the university has saved many millions of dollars in recurring costs also through actions like energy conservation, which have been undertaken during the same time period. Those savings, again, are not included in this total. I would also like to stress that the savings were not achieved by budget reduction, which is really a form of service reduction, but by cost restructuring, so that to get the same or higher level of service at a lower cost. This is, of course, what economists call the Pareto optimal solution. So that was what we were looking at. And again, these savings have really been distributed on departments who buy through iBuy, departments who take care of the procurement or use the data center. Each of these kind of departments across the university have benefited from that and have provided them with some flexibility of attending to other needs. While the cost reduction goals of ARR has been reached, the effort should not be a once and done project. Going forward, it is the university's intent to charge all administrative units to integrate these programs into their normal working processes. The continuing trust to improve quality while containing cost will allow the university to enhance its excellence even in a resource-constrained environment. So finally, I want to really thank very sincerely all of those people across the university who have put a tremendous amount of effort in this last 2 years, and I'm sure will continue to put those efforts as we move forward. And finally, I want to thank this board for really keeping our feet to the fire. Thank you.
Are there any questions? Thank you, Avijit. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Comment, amazing.
There you go.
Yeah. Excellent job.
Yeah. That was amazing. Thank you.
I didn't do it. A lot of other people do it, but I'll take that.
Pass it on.
When do we see ARR2?
We're working on it.
President's got a plan. Thanks. I think there are three major sections left that we're going to get through this afternoon. We're going to hear, Nick, we're going to hear from you and Matt Wheeler as well. And I think we have to handle old business and new business right before we do that. Hopefully we can do it by the time you get to the podium. Any old business? Any new business? Okay, and now our speaker.
Thank you very much, Chairman Kennedy and board members, President Easter and chancellors and vice presidents. Please don't ask me to sing. It's a great pleasure to speak with you at the start of a new year as chair of the University Senate's conference. After a contentious year, I'm pleased to report that our processes of shared governance have come through stronger than before. With the leadership of my predecessor, Don Chambers, off to my left here, and the efforts of many of you, we've weathered some fundamental threats to the ethos and the processes of shared governance